We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. I will never be dissatisfied when my team wins. Don't fact check me on that. I have rooted against us in different situations, but whatever. I'm very happy about this win today. I think that this was a great team win. Even though it was more about the offense than anything, I think that I'll take that back. It was not a great team win. I think if you look at this, the Packers win 23-20, and we're kicking off the Dan Shaney YouTube right after the game. If you look at what happened in this game, the special teams, once again, were not good. There was a missed extra point, and that dictated the flow of this game just like it did last week against the Steelers. And the defense, Joe Barry's playing guys off, and it wasn't like the Chargers dropped a touchdown at the 1 yard line with Keenan Allen. The Chargers, Quentin Johnson, had a perfect, like, they should have caught that and possibly won the game or at least got a field goal. But none of that happened. And the Packers defense, while I don't think the defense was necessarily great, and they stepped up, I guess, when they needed to, but more than anything, the Chargers kind of gave this one away. If you do the question, well, who won, the Packers defense or the Chargers offense? The Packers defense won because the Chargers offense lost. They also had that fumble within the 5 yard line for Eckler. And so, yeah, there were nice plays made by the defense, but more than anything, the Chargers kind of gave the Packers this one, at least offense versus defense. Now, special teams, again, another missed field goal, which I know the snap was bad, but Carlson looked like he was hitting a sandwich off the tee box, which was awful. And then there was the play where he missed an extra point, again, just like he did a week ago. So defense, okay. Special teams, come on. And the reason I think that there's going to be people that are a little excited about today, unless you're like really in tank mode, is because of the offense and because of Jordan Love. And I think that maybe what the Packers have been doing this whole time is quietly tanking, where they've been like, all right, our defense sucks and our coordinator sucks. Our special team sucks. We're not going to mess with the offense. Let's see what the offense does. But we're not going to help the other two sides. And then if we're bad, we're bad. And we can go from there. Because it doesn't seem like like those other two units are very, very bad. Daniel says, what a bad win, LMAO. Josiah says, where are all the haters that were rooting for us to lose a couple weeks ago? This team is too much talent for a top five pick. We'll talk about the offense. I think that's certainly for sure. Jake says, hey, my guy Jake R. He says, thank God the Chargers can't catch. Good win for the young kids. Daniel also thinks that hot take Jake is going to come in here crying that we won for $5. Joe says, my heart breaks for Aaron Jones. Jones, that looked bad. I don't know that we see Jones soon or again, or maybe ever. Was that his last game at Lambeau? I don't know. Again, it's kind of too soon to tell unless you guys saw a report at this point that I didn't, but didn't look good. And then, of course, Emmanuel Wilson gets hurt right after that. So it was the A.J. Dillon show, and it might be the A.J. Dillon show for a while. They could bring James Robinson back, but I don't know who's going to be running the football. for now. Ken says, Dan Shaney kids earmuffs. God, this win sure is awful. Just kidding. Anyone crying about draft position after a win like that can shut the fuck up. Rick says, love with the first 300-yard game in two seasons, all aboard the love train. I did put out a tweet. So this was a very big weekend. And I almost flirted with going, like, you know, my podcast is a weekly, daily, whatever, but there's been a lot going on that I just kind of want to jump on YouTube. We had Friday where Brandon Woodruff's no longer a Brewer. Okay, that sucks. Then we had the Bucks win an in-season tournament game and run up the score. Then we had Saturday, a Bucks win over the Mavs after all this Griffin stuff. Then the Badgers are going bowling for 22 straight years. I don't care, like, if the team sucks, but I don't want to lose to Nebraska. So I was very happy that they got a win, even though it took overtime. And then also the Bucks with Adrian Griffin, as I mentioned. And then today. And so it's been a very... Like, this is not, you know, you think of some of those weekends in 2011 where the Brewers are in the playoffs and the Badgers are 7-0 and the Packers win and they're like, what a great weekend, they're 8-0. It's not like that, but it was a nice weekend. And I think what the weekend did more than anything to me was highlight the fact that we need, and there's still time, but we need to be better. We need to be better at being patient. I tweeted at Winks Thinks, the people that wanted to write off Jordan Love after week 3 and Adrian Griffin after 10 games are having a miserable weekend. And that is so satisfying to me. Now, can we learn from this and have a little patience next time? I just don't quite understand why in the last like month, everybody's wanted to be the first to declare something. Why did we need to declare that Adrian Griffin's a bad coach and he should be fired? That he shouldn't get the chance to have a rocky 10 games where he's figuring things out and his team's going through stuff. Why shouldn't he get that chance as a Bucks head coach? Why shouldn't Jordan Love be given an opportunity to have a season where he can progress and grow and get better? And I think back to a show about a month ago where I was reading a bunch of comments on the YouTube stream, Dan Shaney Insurance, and a lot of them said, he doesn't have it. This is who he is. That was the quote that pissed the hell out of me. This is who he is. And I don't know how you can say that so early. And I'm not, like, I'm satisfied, but I'm not taking a victory lap. Like, I don't even know still if Adrian Griffin's good. I just know that after 10 games, wanting to fire a first-year coach is like, wrong and criminal. I don't know how good Jordan Love's going to be. But there was enough there that's like, can we just see a little bit more? Can we get him in more of these situations? And so I've just been really, my hot take, if anything, has been patience. Just have some patience. And good things might happen. And then if they're bad, change them. But it's like, it doesn't, because if the Bucks would have lost on Saturday, well, fire Griffin. And then we hire Stotts. And then Stotts loses 2 in a row. Well, fire Stotts. It's like, can we just let the turkey cook, okay? What are you guys eating on Thanksgiving during this Packer game? Are you going to cook a turkey and let it, you know, bake and cook in the oven? Patience, very delicious once it's done. Serve, cut, say grace. Are you going to do that? Or are you going to be like, I don't want to wait. I can't wait. And you're just going to take a Dietz and Watson and shove it down your throat and feed the kids Lunchables. Because you got no GD patience. What are you going to do? Shane O says, like I say every week, Jordan Love has it. Can't be more obvious. More drops once again. I did like some of the play from the receivers, which I'll get into in a little bit here. I just want to rip through some comments until I kind of break guys down. Ken says, there was a Charger fan talking mad shit. Getting a mid-round draft pick is worth it to see him cry. I don't know if that was at the game or where, but there was like a lot of people in Green Bay last night worried there's going to be a lot of Charger fans. And I didn't want to do, and we won't do the gold packet, green package, who gives a shit discussion. I still think that they should scrap the season ticket thing and do it from scratch every year and be innovated. Because maybe not that. Maybe people need to go, every guy that has a season ticket over, every man and woman, needs to go into a lie detector test and ask them, do you really enjoy going to the games? And if they say no and fail the lie, if they say yes and fail the lie detector test, you take their tickets away. Because there's too many people, they won't admit it, but there's too many people that do not enjoy going to those games. And so that needs to change. Tom says the chipmunk outsmarted the pretzel. That's right. Matt LaFleur and Brandon Staley, a very mid-off in terms of coaches. LaFleur, what balls there to go three straight runs and punt when it was time to maybe seal this game. But it did all work out for him. I've got a giant turkey joining us on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. I don't see whose face this is, but I do see a turkey. Oh, look, it's the Sean O'Connell. With a turkey, what is that?
It's a necklace. Have you ever seen a necklace?
It's like a decoration that you're using as a necklace.
I don't think you understand fashion.
No, I clearly must not. How you doing?
Very good. I just have very brief comments. Rob, great win. Jordan Love signature victory, 300 yards, multiple touchdowns. Spread the ball around. There were still spots where we could see improvement, which is great. I'm happy. I don't know about you, Bart Winkler, but I'm happy.
Yeah, I want to see the team get better, and I want to see them win, I guess. And I don't need to, do tank mode. And I also realize that the playoffs may not be in the picture, but I just want to see the team, like Aaron Rodgers, his first year, they win 6-10. I mean, is that the worst thing in the world if that's what happens here, if you see some growth? For what it's worth, the Packers were the sixth spot in the draft. They've fallen all the way to 10 now. So now we have the 10 pick. So if you are mad about that, then, I mean, that's your prerogative. I disagree with it, but
I think we have some opportunities to climb back up, particularly on Turkey Day. I think we have some opportunity on Turkey Day. This guy there will be shining in all his glory, but regardless, the season is what it is. It's going to be like this, but I liked what happened today. Really wish I would have drove up there. I was so close, and like an asshole, I didn't. But onward and upward. Sure hope this is not Aaron Jones' last game as a Packer. That would be, really terrible. But, we'll find out. A short week turnaround time. I mean, the injuries have really plagued this season in a way that is, Mike Sherman is the last time we've had it this bad. Can you remember in such an injury-riddled season, Bart Winkler?
Well, 2010, the Super Bowl year, was a big one.
That is a good point. And then yet we still found a way to overcome. So, yeah, it's a hard.
Also, anytime Rodgers got hurt.
There was those times as well. Absolutely. So,
yeah.
But, all right. I'll let you continue to drink your Mountain Dew there. Good win. One to build on. And, yeah, I don't give a fuck about the draft right now. I really don't. I mean, fuck that. Right now, they could cancel the draft for all I give a fuck about on a goddamn victory Sunday. You know what I'm saying, Bart Winkler?
Hey, show off that turkey. Where can people find that turkey? I want to buy one.
Home Goods has these for like $6, I want to say. And if you don't have a Home Goods in your neighborhood, I want to say World Market is the same thing as Home Goods. But yes, these things are the shit. I'll tell you what else is the shit. Thanksgiving is the fucking shit. You get three goddamn NFL games, and you get to drink beer all goddamn day, and you get to cook protein dead animals with fire. Boom.
Sean O'Connell.
Love ya.
Love ya. Another classic call from Sean. That's right. I am drinking my Mountain Dew soda, which a lot of people have been very random. I don't know. outspoken about. If you're more interested in like some of the Southern style sodas, how about you check out my friends at Tupelo Honey, TupeloHoneyCafe.com. They are located on the corner of Clybourne and Broadway. I did not get there on Friday. I have not been feeling good since I came home from Pittsburgh. So Tim and I have a date now on Tuesday, if Tim is down for it. But Tuesday, I'm going to try to have a date with him there. Maybe I'll try the Blueberry Lavender Southern Soda. They also have good, like, drinks with the booze. If you're looking for a brunch, maybe the mimosas, the Southern Hospitality with the champagne and the pineapple juice, peach nectar. So they've got good things to drink. And of course, the delicious food, the good Southern comfort food, the grits, the chicken, anything that you could be thinking about there. Check them out online, TupeloHoneyCafe.com. When you put in a reservation, put in Bart Winkler Show, Winklerverse, something to let them know that it's through the show is where you heard about it. And in November, you get 20% off your meals up to six. TupeloHoneyCafe.com. That'll be the location downtown near the public market. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
Then we're back. Hot take Jake.
What up?
What kind of view is this?
Sorry, I'm you caught me at the gym. It's shoulder day, but I also work on a little hip health once a week, so stretching it out a little bit.
Okay, once again, your full attention when you're joining the show, please.
You've never heard of multitasking? Come on now.
So you're telling me. I think a lot of people are thinking about you and Q because you two tank with gusto, boys. Can't be too satisfied about this one.
It's nice to be thought about on a Sunday afternoon, so I appreciate all the love.
My guy says, all you haters can kiss it. I hope Q and Bad Take Jake enjoy that glorious win. Boom. Also, LaFleur is a girl. I don't quite know why, but that's the comment.
Well, I mean, that is kind of typical of a Packers fan. They're not a very smart fan base, so that's a very contradicting message there from Mr. Rye Guy.
Jay Money says, it's more important to create a winning culture. Why do you continue to allow that metrosexual dude on, who obviously doesn't understand much? To be fair, I don't know if that's you or Q.
Could be either of us. I feel like we both have a good fashion sense. Like, we take care of ourselves, you know? Very well groomed. I'll take that.
Grover says, Graver, insane win. Keep the haters off the stream, please. So please say your piece. I hope you at least enjoyed today.
Well, I enjoyed it for Jordan Love. I've been a Jordan Love guy pretty much from the beginning. I've been very outspoken on him, especially with people like fake fans. Like, I won't even mention his name on the show, but I think most people listening to this show know who I'm talking about. But it was almost a perfect Sunday because Jordan Love was awesome. All we needed was the Joe Barry defense to do their part, give up that late touchdown, and they just couldn't quite get there. But in the words of Q, this Green Bay Packers team, whatever you need or want them to do, they're going to do the opposite. So Cool. Big win for people that love Sunday afternoon wins for Green Bay. That's awesome. I'm happy for you guys. And for, I guess, Matt LaFleur fans, Joe Barry fans, because you guys got what you wanted today as well. So when you talk about, you know, me and Q, we're looking at the long-term health of the Packers, and everybody says, who cares about draft picks, draft picks? Well, it's not all just about draft picks. It's also a win like today is just one step closer to bringing back the clown show of a coaching staff next year. So if you're happy with today's win, I'm really, really happy for you. But next year we're going to be in this situation and we're going to go, why do we still have LaFleur? Why do we still have Joe Barry? Well, because we got these crappy little wins, you know, in November of last year that you were so jacked up and amped up about. I'm really, really happy for you now because we're going to have another year of mediocrity. And, you know, it is what it is.
I just got a text from someone asking why you're always at the gym.
Because I love it. What, you know, why do Packer fans always drink beer and get fucking wasted on an afternoon? That's what they love. It's why Wisconsin people fat. They love to eat.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Well, pretty simple answer. And get some more people in here. Do you have anything else you want to say?
I want to talk about the Bucks for just a second. Yeah, that was fun. Coming down to the wire, basketball is just always money. Giannis, Damian Lillard, what can you say? We had the Pat Connaughton revenge game, or Pat Connaughton is back game. And dude, it's Ajax season. I'm all in on the kid. Let's keep giving him minutes, keep putting him in situations where he's got to guard the opposing team's best player. And yeah, let's roll. The Bucks are back, baby.
Yeah, Bucks, big weekend for the Bucks. So gave them some love for sure. And Monday night.
Undefeated in season tournament. Can you believe it?
And they ran up the score. The Bucks have a game on Monday night, so I'll be live after that. We can get more Bucks.
Hell yeah. You know where I'll be.
All right, buddy.
Love you, haters.
Jake. I take Jake. Adam CFC. All the talk about Love being bad, but 27 games without 300 yards, and Love has been the starter for 10, makes you think. Okay. I see where we're going there. Let's get some more people in here, but first let me go over some of Love's stats. 27 of 40, 322, two scores. Was sacked a few times, fine. A rating of 108.5. Certainly outplayed Justin Herbert, although Herbert did pretty well too. You know what? Maybe not. Maybe it's a horse apiece because Herbert was really good with his legs also. Yeah, I'd say, I mean, okay. So his rating was a little lower Herbert's, but whatever. Jordan Love played as well as Justin Herbert. That's not bad. Herbert had 73 yards rushing on 8 carries. Love didn't really run the ball at all. So 27 of 40, 322 and 2 touchdowns. Really, I think that, I mean, was it his best game? It could have been. Bears game was good. I think what I liked about this game is there was that deep pass, and it looked like he underthrew it. Like, that's the most perplexing thing is Love does have an arm, but I don't know if he's got the deep ball timing down. And maybe it was because the Chargers gave him more, but what I've been saying about Love is sometimes the screens are off and sometimes the deep balls are off, but like everything in between he's all right at. And there were some nice throws to Musgrave. There was that nice play with Tucker Kraft. Christian Watson finally showed up and had a touchdown. Romeo Dobbs was great. Jaden Reed is our number one receiver. I had a friend text me, baby Stephon Diggs. I mean, Jaden Reed's our number one receiver. He also led the way in rushing with a 32-yard rush. Had a touchdown via the legs. So Jaden Reed's very good. And the Wicks led in receiving yards with 91 yards. And what I liked about Wicks was there was the 35-yard play he had where he had it, had some contact, and then found a way to make more room. If Jordan Love's going to be good, or if the Packers are going to be good, you can't just rely on throw the ball, get tackle where the ball is. So many of these offenses we see are like based on how good the quarterback is, but also it's based on the running, like after the catch. It's based on receivers making plays, and we need to see more of that. And today I thought we got a great dose of that. So that was very good to see. Ben L is here. Benel with a look. Looks like you have a nice setup, better than mine.
Yeah, long time listener, first time live joiner.
Look at you, Benel.
Kind of mad that Hot Take Jake hopped off. I wanted to rebuttal.
Yep. Oh, you want to yell at him or something?
No. I just think you got to win.
I mean, he's listening. I'm sure he's got his headphones in while he's at the gym, so you can clearly speak to him through that.
Yeah, the only thing I got to say is you always want to win.
Maybe not always, but we're not there yet. We're not even close.
I get what he's saying where, you know, if we keep winning, we're going to keep Barry. We're going to keep LaFleur. And I'm also in agreement that I don't want to keep either of them, but.
Well, LaFleur is probably, I mean, as much as I think he's an idiot, LaFleur's probably got a leash. He's probably going to stick around a while. Barry's just not good at his job. And if LaFleur can't recognize that again, that's going to be very concerning. Like Daniel Carlson also, if this is like a Super Bowl year, do we keep these guys? Are they part of it? Or is it because we're young that we're going through it? Like, we're not at the point where, oh, should we bring back Mason Crosby, who I think kind of lost it anyway. But does it really matter? Like, what's the point? What's the point if we get a new kicker? So we go 6-11 instead of 5-12. I don't know. I don't think but for next year, if there's some signs or even the year after that, you can't have two games in a row where a kicker misses an extra point. So that's concerning. And then with the defense, like it does kind of seem like, I don't know. You make me choose. It just feels like Barry's going to be back.
Yeah. We won in spite of all that. Missed extra point, missed field goal, penalties again, and we still win.
Adam says, we're literally going to draft an offensive lineman. It will be fine. We don't need to tank. We don't need to draft Marvin Harrison or Caleb Williams or whoever else people like.
I mean, Marvin Harrison would be a game changer, but we're not going to get him.
Yeah, absolutely. So Packers get a nice win. Any other thoughts on this game?
Unfortunately, not really. I actually like Emmanuel Wilson a lot. Kind of bummed to see him go down. I thought that he was finally getting a little run in there with the ones, kind of break it up, take some load off everybody, but obviously that didn't work out. You know, feel for Aaron Jones and those guys. Hope for the best.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get an update on Jones, or I haven't even looked at Twitter or anything. I don't know if anybody knows what's up with Jones, but that is a problem. Early thoughts on Thanksgiving. I'll say it right here. I think we beat Detroit.
No.
Yep.
It's in Detroit, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But Detroit,
I went to the home game. I went to the Lions game where we got absolutely ransacked.
We owe Detroit one because they've been kicking our ass. And Detroit almost lost today to the Bears. Had they lost to the Bears, this is how my brain thinks. Had they lost to the Bears, I would guarantee a Lions victory on Thursday. But they won. So it's more likely that we could win.
That makes no sense.
I feel good. Whatever galloping gobbler, Jordan loves eating a turkey leg on Thanksgiving.
That'd be great. Yeah, I'm all for that.
Let's see. Jordan Love, Ryan Wood. Jordan Love hasn't spoken yet with Aaron Jones. It's tough, yada, yada. I don't have any official word on Jones. The way he came off, the way he looked, I mean, I'm not one of these Twitter doctors.
X.
Oh, here's a Twitter doctor. Here's one. Tom Christ says, you can see here his left knee bends inward significantly. That's the valgus. This stresses the MCL, ACL, and sometimes meniscus. Can't always tell from video if these structures are torn in severity, especially this crowded view. Hopefully the ACL is spared. These are real. Deepak Chana, MD. Video suggests severe MCL, ACL, expecting long-term absence.
That's why we have MRI machines. Not,
yeah. Jesse Morse, MD. Concerns for left injury. MCL, ACL tear based on video. Like, there's 100 of the... Edwin Parras, DPT.
Hey, they're going to get, what, clout from that, probably. People are going to look at their page. You're looking at their page.
Cannot be ruled out as of now. 1 to 2 weeks of minimal MCL. 4 to 5 weeks for significant MCL. ACL. So annoying. God. Fuck these losers.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got? Anything?
As much as I was, you know, not a fan of Matt LaFleur, I didn't think it was that bad of a game, really.
I thought for him and Brandon Staley facing each other today could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. I did post first 400-yard passing game for J Love on a forum, and I wish it would have happened.
Well, that's, I mean, 300 was a bold guess.
Yeah.
But 400.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Gotta get that reaction from people. I got a lot of laughing faces.
Yeah, well, you can go in there and kind of take a half victory lap.
Nah.
All right, Ben.
Thanks, Bart.
Thanks for jumping on. What is the why are there balloons on this stream yard? Is
my daughter would like that.
Yeah, I don't show her that. I don't know.
I should have taken a screenshot of that.
I don't know what the hell is happening there.
All right. Take care, man.
See you, buddy. Bye. Freddie says, love is him. D. Marie, love is deserving of all the haters to shut their damn mouth. Jake on Twitter, kind of early to start gloating. You didn't see Love being mediocre most of the season and Griffin's team looking lost. Not a Packers fan, so I don't care about that aspect. I'm glad the Bucs have looked better of late. Jury is still out. Jury is still out. Fine. I'll meet you there. Jury is still out. Is Adrian Griffin the right coach for this team? Jury is still out. Is Jordan Love a franchise quarterback and going to get a long-term deal for the Green Bay Packers? Jury is still out. That's all I'm saying is patience. We don't need, after 10 games, you try to fire a coach. We don't need, after 4 games, you to say, oh, that's who he is. That's who Jordan Love is. That's who he's always been. That's who he is. What? What are you? When did you get? When did I? When did anyone? We just can't be. And I feel like it's worse. This last month, really. Maybe it's the council thing that rocked everybody's world. But we have just been upside down, inside out. Gonna show all you motherfuckers what it's all about. Dave says, I like the uniforms. Most people did. Some of you guys, it looks like, didn't. But I like them. I don't want to ever change the uniforms. I don't want to do that. These uniforms have been our uniforms for so long, our regular ones, and they're fine. I remember when I was like 10 years old and Ron Wolf was talking about going blue, I was pissed. That would have been dumb, but I'm glad. Packers found a team playing worse than they are. Chargers, man, I don't even think that Herbert has a winning record as a quarterback, if I'm not mistaken. They can all fix this with Brandon Staley. Just firing their coach will change everything. Keenan Allen dropped a ball to one. Keenan Allen was dropping balls. And Quentin Johnson, my God. So I'm glad they got the win because it can highlight that Jordan Love was good. Jordan Love was good is going to be more talked about because they won. Had they not won, it'd be talked about less. So maybe for that reason alone. But the Chargers certainly could have won this game. There were about... They gave us this. It wasn't quite Yancey Thigpen in the end zone on Christmas Eve. But they gave it to us. I believe Q is ready to join the program. Q.
Bart.
Hey, bud.
A little disappointed in the outcome.
Oh, let's not even do it.
But Love looks awesome. And I've been backing him all year. Even though I want us to tank for a pick, I don't want to get a quarterback. I think we got our guy at least for the next few years. And Wicks look good. Reed looks spicy. The offense looked good. So it's just too bad that we couldn't get things going sooner in the season. You're saying you think we'll beat the Lions. Does that get us back in the hunt if we
don't even care? Lions? Don't care.
Why?
Well, we're not a playoff team.
Okay. Well, Yeah, that's, I mean, I guess I came to that conclusion after we lost to the Raiders. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just disappointing. And
no, it's cute. Something like not every year is going to be win the Super Bowl or have the number three pick. Some years you just go 7-9.
But I guess we've had this debate before, but
why are you so sad?
I'm sad because the years that you go 7-9, it should be because of an injury late in the season. And we have known for a month that this team is not going to make the playoffs. So I'm sad because we're going to be stuck in the middle because Matt LaFleur thinks he can save his job.
No, this is what I've been saying earlier.
Yeah.
I think you can make a good argument that the Packers are tanking. They got a shitty kicker they're not doing anything about. They got a shitty defensive coordinator they don't care about. They got no, like, cornerbacks. Matt Schneidman. If you guys were railing on Carissa Thompson for saying, oh, they need to be better on third downs, where's the journalistic integrity from Matt Schneidman reporting that Jair Alexander was going to play in this football game? Okay? Too busy with his radio show and his hot shot. You know, Matt Schneidman, hey, spend more time in your craft than trying to be a celebrity. Okay?
Yeah.
Schneidman! anyway, but like, if you like their coach sucks, the special team sucks, the defense sucks, they're starting all rookies on offense. I mean, so, you could look at it like this team is tanking, and then it's going to be like they're not going to actually like try to lose. That's the thing. When teams tank, they set it up so that they're probably going to lose. The Packers, so you're if you want them to tank, you're getting what you want. You're just not getting the results because as shitty as the Packers are, like 25 teams in this league fucking suck.
I think this is when I really wish we had an owner because we just lack direction. And like an owner would see through the charade that is winning these games. So it's
Andrew says, where this might have been about you. This is before. Where is the douche who comes on this show and wants us to lose?
That's me. I'm the tanking dude. Yeah. So
Matt in the Falls is driving also. Hey, Matt.
Matt, were you at the game?
Hello?
Hey, man.
Were you at the game?
I can't hear myself. Hold on.
Oh, God.
You don't need to hear yourself. You need to hear us.
I couldn't hear either. How about that Bucs win?
Q's being sad we lost again. Can you yell at him?
I don't know. I'm okay with it.
The mobile app today.
Yeah, I have
with you in a moment.
Sure.
We didn't lose, Bart. I'm sad that we didn't lose.
You couldn't wait till after the drive-thru?
I got a lot of stuff going on, Bart. I am a busy guy.
Where are you at least?
Yeah.
McDonald's in Pewaukee on Capitol Drive. I have a mobile order HX51.
Matt.
Oh. Yep.
Second window, please.
Thank you. I did the mobile order, so I wouldn't have to order on the thing. Great Bucks win. Two great Bucks wins. People forget that point differential counts in the tournament, like some sort of soccer thing. It's crazy. So great win Friday night. I thought last night's game was riveting, very exciting, and to think that we did that without Middleton. It gave us a little hope. I'm backing off of my fire Griffin train a little bit. So you'll be happy to hear that I am being reasonable. I love to see the Jordan Love performance today, even though I didn't see a single play of the game because I was working. But I was looking at the stats and Bart gave me a really thorough analysis, when I texted him. So I'm pretty excited. I'm on the Jordan Love train, have been the whole time. I've been saying that he has it, the whole time. So,
Matt said, yeah. I'm working. How does our boy look? And I said, good.
Yep. I said, that's why they give you the national spots.
Well, what do you want me to say? What do you want, a full goddamn breakdown? I'm watching the game.
How about like a sentence?
He looks really good right now today, Matt.
Had some more drops, missed a deep ball, stuff like that. So I'll probably go back and watch the game. But all I care about right now is Jordan Love. That's really it, because we got no hope for this season. So I just need to see if he doesn't suck, and he doesn't. Thank you.
If that's all you cared about, then Like, you had a great – you're going to love watching it back because Jordan Love did look good.
Let me guess what sandwich Matt in the Falls gets at McDonald's.
Chicken.
No, it's got to be a burger. Absolutely meat. I'm going to say
– chicken is meat.
I'm going to say, like, Big Macs, too, whatever. Chicken's out of – it's a double quarter pounder with cheese and a large fry.
So you're on the right track. I always use the app for the deals. So I really like the buy one double cheeseburger, get one for 29 cents. So that's what I did today. It's like $3.79 for one double cheeseburger. I feel like 2 years ago they were like $1.60. Yeah. So McDonald's has like doubled in price since the pandemic. It's fucking crazy. But yeah, two double cheeseburgers, a medium fry, and I forgot to ask for a water because I was on with you guys. So
oh no.
Nothing to wash it down right now.
Drive back through.
I'm already way gone. I got people to see, Bart. My kids.
Q, you probably get chicken at McDonald's.
I do.
Spicy?
Spicy chicken or just chicken. I try and not eat red meat because I have bad heart runs in my family.
So. I think I'm at the point where all you guys that jump on a bunch, I could guess your order. Hey, you want to know what hot take Jake gets? You know hot take Jake gets at McDonald's?
Nothing.
I don't eat that fucking shit. All you fucking fat Wisconsin people on your goddamn drive-thrus.
Earmuffs.
What is Jake get at McDonald's?
Good stuff.
I don't know if this is a joke or not. Andrew on YouTube says, this fucking team doesn't get it. Jordan Love is talking about how this win is showing how they are learning to finish. Fuck that. Loose to get better draft picks.
Yeah, Andrew gets it. Andrew wow. can think for himself.
That is lame. Tax Jordan, here. I better
Jordan
know
Love's
tax.
Progression is 10 times more important than our draft order.
Agree. I bet you I know what tack it's at McDonald's.
Breakfast.
Oh, I was going to say a 20-piece nugs.
I do love me some McDonald's nugs.
Bart, what's your order?
Also, the app is where it's at, Matt.
My order? Guess my order.
Always.
I feel like you get like four things off the dollar menu.
That's absolutely right. Menu? That's absolutely right. McChicken and a double cheese. And maybe a four-piece nug.
Well, that's like $8.
No.
Value guy.
Yep. All right, so Matt's driving. Tack is fucking frying bacon.
He's got a cooking show.
What is this?
I'll step away. What? I got things to do just like that.
If anybody else wants to hop on, feel free. But, I mean, we got to provide something here.
Yeah, I thought it was a good game.
Actually,
Matt, are you leaving?
Just one thing. No, yeah, I'm going to shove these burgers down my face. I've gotten everything else I need to say. I'm positive on the Bucks. I'm positive on the Packers.
Sorry about Jordan Travis.
Oh, yeah, Jordan Travis. I'm an FSU fan. I wanted to quit watching football forever yesterday when he broke his ankle or whatever. But, you know, we're the Seminoles. We're unconquered. We will press on.
There you go. Forward to next week. Tack, go ahead.
I was just going to talk about the game. I'm pretty much team tank, also team anti-Jordan Love. However, I'll root for a win on Sunday, but during the week I'm kind of like, if they don't win. I thought today was promising. I was impressed with some parts of our game. I think our defense fucking sucked in the middle of the field. I was also kind of team pro Joe Barry after today. Oh, not so sure.
Yeah.
You see that, Bart?
Marquette.
Best team in the state.
Ryan gives $5. He says, if Green Bay had an owner, they wouldn't be in Green Bay. That's probably right. I don't know. I don't remember. I think this guy was on with us a while ago. I don't quite remember who he is. You guys remember this guy at all? Oh, hey, it's Tim Shea.
Our boy.
Timothy.
Hey, Tack. Kevin Holden told me that you, me, and Freeway need to go out for lunch. So.
Apparently, yeah. I got a random text one day. It was like, hey, Charlie, this is Kevin Holden. I was talking to Roosevelt McCarter, and he said I should invite you to lunch with us. I was like, hi, Kevin. Yeah, that sounds great. I have plenty in interaction with Roosevelt McCarter. He goes to a fair amount of Marquette games and just finds me. We text from time to time. He'll like text me and be like, "It's National Taco Day. What are you having for dinner? Happy Wednesday."
Yeah.
So we keep up in that regard, but yeah, he just seems to find me at Marquette games. So yeah, we've got a positive relationship.
Where are you, McGuire's, Tim?
Yes, I was. Can you see the Tavern League of Wisconsin?
Yeah, why don't you take that sign and fucking burn it?
Yeah, wipe your ass with it.
Jesus.
What's your relationship like with Freeway?
Oh, I don't know him. I've never met him.
Oh, okay.
He yelled at me once because I asked him about the Packers, like, back in 2009. And all he told me is the magazine wasn't out yet, so he didn't know. Oh, he's gone. Got it.
I told Kevin Holden that we need to get Freeway on this podcast.
Yes.
I think Bart could curate a solid interview with Freeway. As difficult as it might be, I think it's quite possible.
Well, I've met Freeway a few times. He went to some huddles.
Oh, really? That makes sense, actually.
Well, maybe we should get Freeway to the first ever hurry up. So.
Oh, yeah, when we do a hurry up?
Yeah.
This guy says that he was out deer hunting, didn't see the game, and Jordan Love looked good. He looked about as good as he's looked.
Career high in passing today.
I thought. Was every throw perfect? No, but we don't – like when Rodgers – we didn't dissect every goddamn throw that he had, you know? But I thought Love looked really good. And it's less like – still when he throws the ball downfield, I'm like, okay, that's going to be incomplete. But there's not like a, I don't know. I would say I'm trending more towards confidence when I see him drop back than nerves.
He had some tough plays in the first half, but I thought he bounced back pretty well. I thought I was pretty impressed. I don't know.
He's starting to look comfortable back there.
Yeah, receivers played well. That Dobbs touchdown was pretty sweet.
Yes, it was. I don't think Aaron Rodgers could have made that throw today, but.
I mean, he did underthrow him, but
oh my god, there were a bunch of throws,
dude. That long, that deep pass. I don't remember who it was in the first half who had him absolutely cooked. He threw it 15 yards short of where he should have.
How about the one where we got bailed out with a holding call? Like that was terrible.
Yeah, that was bad.
Scott Smog says people like to think of this as a Madden franchise, where human emotion and pride are completely removed from the equation. Playing to lose doesn't help anyone in that locker room.
That's true.
Rick says Q is an idiot. Where was Giannis drafted? Where was Mandrick drafted? Where was Fields drafted? Jamarcus Russell. I just think, again, if you want the high pick, somebody commented on that earlier and they were right. Like we're going to take a tackle. We're going to get a guy that we need at 8, 10, 14, whatever. And then if you're worried about, well, then that means we're drafting 64 instead of 58. And round by round, I mean, at that point, it's like everybody's got their own board. Everybody's going different ways. I wouldn't worry about that. I said this the other day when they beat the Rams, and I'll say it again today. When they stopped them, I put my hands in the air. I was pumped. I said, Packers won. I told my kid, Packers won. He had watched a little of the game with me, and then I tell him Packers won, and he goes, okay.
And then he wanted to watch PJ Masks or what?
Yeah, then we have to watch PJ Masks, the 15-minute song compilation on YouTube.
Yeah, we do. We're not big into PJ Masks, but we do like random song and dancing shit on YouTube all the time.
Austin's here as well, Austin.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Tack, Tim, Austin, and a reminder about happyplacehemp.com. Promo code's BART, 25% off every order that you get there. CBD CBNs are very good to help you sleep. You can also get the THC-free ones. Those are the mango ones, the CBG gummies. You can get the Delta 8s, Delta 9s, and enjoy a little MNF on this if you're listening on Monday. If you're listening on Sunday, you're going to need something to enjoy that game. And then on the MNF game, it's just a little more of a way to enjoy what might be one of the better games of the season. Or you can plug in your radio to CBS Sports Radio. Well, I will be on Monday night, just Monday night, and Rome show on Friday. That's all I got this week on the CBS. Oh, and Saturday, of course, Saturday, when you're watching Ohio State, Michigan, you're listening to Winklebot. That was my old AOL scream name. Nice. Happyplacehemp.com, promo code BART, 25% off every order. Maybe we can do a Winklebot promo, but right now it's just BART, 25% off the gummies. They've got gummies for you. What's up, Austin?
Well, first of all, I heard Tim, he mentioned the hurry up. That you got to make that happen, man. And then secondly, I need three shakeaways.
Yeah.
Confident, curious, and concerned.
Let's wait till like I'll do that, but let's wait till like Tuesday.
Okay, who is that? Already pre-recorded? All right. Hey,
no,
man.
No.
Take edit that in post. Edit that in post. Hey,
give me one takeaway as a preview.
Concerned with Aaron Jones. That could be like into next year. Injury, like into much of next year. So
well, he probably wasn't coming back anyway.
What do we do at running back for the rest of the year?
They're going to go sign somebody.
Who? What do other teams do at running back? Here's the thing. We don't value that position, right?
So get creative then with your
just play go calling. Get you just get you plug and play. You plug and play in the NFL with running back. So who fucking cares about that?
Tyler Montgomery, go get him.
Well, let's make a wide receiver running back.
Jake then would like to see a segment, point counterpoint, shakeaways versus freeway KOAs.
Shakeaway versus freeway KOAs.
We were talking about freeway earlier.
Oh, I missed that part of the show.
Yeah. I had this up. Shane says, no professional wants to lose. I can't believe we even have to entertain Packers fans talking so stupid. It's just crazy. I lived through and watched the 90s.
'80s. I have to go, but later this week we'll talk about my vacation part two.
Yeah.
And what happened in Madison this past weekend to me.
Does it stay in Madison, or are you going to tell us?
I might tell you.
All right. Programming note or production meeting after my Channel 12 hit?
Oh, yes. 100%. It's been a while since you've done one of those, too.
I took a week off.
I know. But yes, after your Channel 12 hit, we'll talk early.
Okay. All right.
All right. Peace out.
Peace out.
I'm going to bounce, too. I got to finish cooking my bacon.
All right. Enjoy your bacon.
Yeah. We got to do something for dinner.
Bacon.
I don't know what else is going to go. Maybe BLTs. Maybe some breakfast for dinner.
Get some eggs going.
Yeah. You know, kids are gone. They're at a birthday party. So I figured I'd have something prepared for when they come home.
How'd you get out of that?
I don't know. That's a great question. I'm usually the birthday dad, but my wife stepped in today.
You guys usually do one goes and the other stays home, or you tag team it?
Depends if one or two kids are going. Usually if both kids are going, both parents will go. But today, not the case.
Oh.
Yeah, I lucked out.
Good for you.
Thank you. All right.
Well, enjoy the bacon.
Bye, gentlemen. I'm going to listen. Just I don't feel like participating.
I'm usually there half the time also.
All right. Later, guys.
See ya. Austin, my man.
Hey, Bart. So I think Jordan Love has proven he can be, if they build a team around him that is anything comparable to San Francisco, he can win a Super Bowl. What do you think? Because I watch him play. His inconsistency, he can't throw the deep ball. I was texting one of my buddies. It's like, dude, you got about 3 seconds before you get rocked. So why can't you throw the deep ball? In between the hashes, he's great. So if they have a team around him, and which I think Jaden Reed is freaking awesome. He did great today.
He's our
yeah. Yeah. And Watson's like our MVS. I mean, fucking trade his ass if you can get anything for him. And Dobbs is solid too. I think if you get any style of a team that is resembling of San Francisco, that you can keep Jordan Love. What's his contract next year? Because they did a little 2-year deal.
Yeah.
Then you can sign him for another 5-year deal and not feel as shitty as the Giants do signing Daniel Jones.
I wonder how much of a stickler Love's going to be in contract negotiations.
I don't think he's going to be at all. Why would he be? What leg does he have to stand on for?
Well, he can be like, fuck you.
Well, then fuck you. Then we'd go draft. Then you go draft somebody and then we're in hell again.
Matt LaFleur says he doesn't think Aaron Jones' injury is long-term. It looked bad seeing it live. It didn't look good, but he's in good spirits in there. So hopefully it's just a short-term deal.
What's he, a doctor?
Yeah, so first of all, I saw Andy Herman tweet, per Matt LaFleur, not long-term for Aaron Jones. And I'm like, oh my God. And then I was thinking about all the doctor tweets I read that were like, 1 to 500 weeks, fucking AC, blah, blah. But then this quote, it's like, it looked bad, but he's in good spirits, so hopefully he's just short-term. So
it doesn't mean shit.
He don't know shit.
Yeah, that doesn't mean shit. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be a doctor. Have you ever torn your ACL?
No.
Okay, I've done it 3 times. I'm out for, and I was out for a year each fucking time. So if this guy tore something in his knee, let's not have the head coach be like, he's in good spirits. He'll be back on the side. No, the guy needs to go to the fucking doctor, get an MRI and see it. He's probably out. He'll probably be out for the season. And if he's not, God bless him. But like I said, running backs in this league, we don't value them. Plug and play. Remember that year Isaiah Pacheco just became a stud out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Why? That's what we should be focusing on. We shouldn't. I'm not saying that the signing of Aaron Jones is bad, because I think if I remember, he took a pretty good deal. Didn't he?
Jones has never, they've never used him like they should have used him. They've always used him like they're saving him. And saving him for what? Saving him for when he signs with the Dolphins?
No, I think they were saving him to prolong his time in Green Bay.
But then you've never got
like the full potential.
Yeah.
Yes. So what you should be doing is running these guys into the ground to get their full potential for 2, maybe 3 years and get another guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody else is running backs into the ground.
I know. And here we are. We're worried that Aaron Jones gets hurt. Go get somebody. And secondly, can I bitch about AJ Dillon?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that draft pick?
That was bad.
Everything about that draft was so, like, I'm glad we got Love. I'm a big Love guy. But what the fuck? And we're honestly going to stick with AJ Dillon? Like,
well, same, he's our only running back right now, unless Aaron Jones smiles big enough that his fucking muscles come back together.
Right. Unless a ligament gets fixed from his, I mean, he's got a good looking smile, but that ain't going to fix his ligaments. And AJ, and now you got AJ Dillon. That's, and like the way they drafted AJ Dillon to fucking run through because of it. I don't know if you know this, because people forget. One of his legs is, what is it, nicknamed Quadzilla? And I can't remember the other one.
Well, I think he is Quadzilla.
He's Quadzilla.
And what? His thighs have different nicknames.
His thigh, and I thought with those thighs, he was supposed to be able to run through the defensive line. And he can't run for shit, man.
Oh, I forgot to rip on LaFleur that first.
Oh, God. Can I bitch on him too? Yeah.
Fourth down play call where it's like you need 1 yard. So you have Love drop back for 7. And then It's like only the Packers, when they need one, they try to gain minus two. Like on purpose.
Yeah.
Gain that.
I was yelling at my TV about LaFleur. I'm whatever they, I don't know. Do you think that LaFleur and Love are together, or is there a possibility that they get a different head coach before Love, they decide to extend his contract? Or,
well, say to that is what I've said. I think it's, I don't know the percentage on it, but it's more likely Jordan Love wins the Super Bowl with the Packers than Matt LaFleur.
Okay.
So I would think that I would think Love
stays before LaFleur.
I think it's more likely that if Love's not the guy, I don't think Matt LaFleur is winning a Super Bowl. If they get rid of Matt LaFleur, I think Jordan Love could be with someone to win a Super Bowl.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think LaFleur stinks, and I think Love is very talented. And
I'm very happy because they won, and Love was good, and that's what I want. I want them.
They won with gusto,
huh?
They won with gusto.
They won with gusto. This is where I want to end. Is Kenny says, why are they trying to win though? I don't get it. I think that for whatever, maybe we're just not used to being in this spot, and so maybe that's why it's tough for people. But first of all, it's November and there's 8 weeks left. You're not going to have a group of guys go out there and try to lose. It just, you can't do it. That's just, you're not going to have the, it's third down, we're going to win.
100
guy. Like, they don't give a shit. They don't care about draft picks or not. These guys don't even know if they're going to be there. Like, fan bases, we want bad picks, okay? Because then our team can be better. But the team, these fit, like, when teams have, like, a shitty quarterback, it's like, oh, tank, 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 and the quarterback's like, why? Then you're going to draft my replacement. Fuck that. I don't want to lose. You're not going to get a group of guys to lose. Now, you can build a team that will probably lose. That is tanking.
But that's structural. That's organizational structure.
Teams have done that. The Packers might even be doing it with having a shitty defensive coordinator and a shitty special teams. They might say, all right, this team's probably going to suck. We might get a high draft pick. But you are never, ever, it's never happened. And fans continue to think that it will, where they think the guy that they think you can just have these guys try to lose on purpose, and they're going to be like, oh, fuck yeah. They're going to go into the locker room and say, fuck yeah, we lost.
Yes, Bart.
We're not 10, we're 6 now. Fuck yeah. Like, you guys need to figure, I shouldn't be screaming here.
Yes, you should be. Anybody thinking about
the goddamn draft in November is an idiot.
Nobody on that fucking roster knows if they're going to be there next year. Well, there's probably some that do. But there's 53 guys, and if they suck, they know they're not going to be on the team. So they're not going to be like, oh, hey, next year, hey, Packers, you could get a draft at spot 8. They don't fucking give a shit about that. They care about their job.
The word draft is banned from this show through the end of 2023.
Ban it.
I don't want to hear about draft beer. I don't want to hear.
I drink Pabst beer. Yeah,
if we all get called into a war, we're going to call it a lottery instead of a draft.
You're too old to get lotteried anyway. So am I, to be fair.
I got a little nervous back in 03 when we were invading
places. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's not get into that. Let's go back. Professional reset. Fucking draft picks are not what we're doing here. We're going to get a mid-draft pick.
I don't want to hear about fine. How was your day? Oh, it was pretty good. It was windy. I felt a draft. Nope. No draft.
No draft. I got some leaky windows. I hear there's about 4 Wisconsin radio guys that know windows people.
Hi, I can help you with your windhouse. I'm moderately attractive for my age. Want to buy some windows?
As a matter of fact, I don't. All right. I think I've derailed your show at this point, Bart.
You have reinvigorated me.
Okay, all right.
I need.
Okay, well then, okay, run another 5 minutes. What else do you think, like, okay, Packers season this year. Let's say they make, somehow they find, what are they, 4-6?
Okay, and going forward also, and I'll say this to Jake and Q, and I wanted to talk to them today, and they were willing to come on. And
I texted Jake.
I did want to hear their reaction, but we're not doing that every week. We're not doing – I don't want a 9-8 Packers team, and Q comes on here fucking crying. We're not doing that.
No, we're not doing that.
We're going to win a divisional playoff game. We're going to be like, nah, now we're 28 instead of 24.
Yeah, yeah. We're not
– You know what?
This show is not the rational show.
No. Hey, here we go. You motherfuckers, you want to know what you need to do? You need to root for the Vikings to lose tonight because right now the Green Bay Packers are 2 games out of a playoff spot. And if the Vikings lose, we'll be 1.5 games out of a playoff spot. Okay?
Who listening to this is rooting for the fucking Vikings?
Me, to lose.
What? Yeah, to lose.
Yeah, but normally I'd root for them because I don't like them. This week I'm going to root for them because I root against them because of playoffs.
Look, man, if the Packers make the playoffs and Jordan Love can get one fucking playoff game, it's gonna mean a lot. If he could at least make it to the playoffs, it'll do wonders for this Packers team. Like, yeah, I want the draft pick, but again, like, I remember everybody, 65%, whatever, for Aaron Rodgers. About the Jets draft pick. Look at how the fucking Jets are doing without Aaron Rodgers. And Goody fucking sucks at drafting in the first place. He's good at acquiring talent from otherwhere. Quay Walker does look good though. I do like him. But we can't, as the Winklerverse, we can't be worried about fucking draft picks. We worry about winning here.
Yeah, we're winners. Stalas Tom has 3 shakeaways. He has 3 thoughts. So I will give him the shakeaway music. Even though I'm reading the tweet.
All right, well, you got to do it like Tim does, though. All right. Shakeaway one.
Tom says, you want to do it?
No. You do it.
No, you read them like Tim. You got a better Tim.
All right. Hang on. You got the music?
It's playing, yeah.
All right. Shakeaway one. The defense has kept them in enough games to be a playoff team. All right. Hang on. Sorry, my blinker's on. Shakeaway two. Bad kicking has cost them at least 2 games, almost 3. All right, Sony's... Okay. All right. No, I'm good. All right, Bart. Sorry. Shakeaway 3. Is my music still going?
Yep.
There are 3 wide receivers ahead of Watson.
Not bad.
Okay. Sorry, Tim. And I do that in fun. I love you, dude. You're like the best. So I apologize.
Not bad. Pretty good. Test user says peak Winkler verse. Right here.
Oh yeah, I know some of these commenters are not a fan of me, but go fuck yourselves.
Vinny wants to know if I shaved my head. Nope, still fucking ratty as shit. I got a 5 head. I'm actually 6 head.
You're like that Peyton Manning cutout that Eli uses on the Monday Night Cast. You got one of those?
Yeah, it ain't pretty up there.
Yeah, what can you do, man? You're growing old. Hey, last thing, so I'll let you end your show. So let's say that the Packers do make the playoffs. Who do you think would be which side of the team would you think would be the most what's the word I'm looking for? Like the biggest difference maker. Like, or that would, okay, because I went to that game where they lost against San Francisco, and they lost like 13-10. What do you think is the Packers' biggest weakness right now? Because I know a lot of people are shitting on Joe Barry, but we're not allowing more than 20 points a lot of the times.
Well, we can't score more than 20 either. We finally scored 20.
Yeah, finally. So what do you think our biggest weakness is?
I would think it is an overall lack of – it's just – everything's just a little looser than it needs to be.
Okay.
Like, special teams is not tight. Some of these penalties are really dumb. People are dropping balls. They should not be. Mm-hmm. It's not.
So what does that come down to then? It starts at coaching and
we're a young team. We're young.
Okay. But there was a drop ball that I was like, how do you not catch a football with your hands? Why is it hitting you in the stomach?
I would love to make the playoffs, but if we actually were in a playoff game, let's say we're the seventh seed, so we would have to go to either Detroit, San Francisco, or Philadelphia.
I would love to play Detroit.
I predicted a win this weekend.
Oh, for the Lions?
Like, maybe. But I think playing into – like, I would say they like, – I'm going to predict they can win this weekend in Thanksgiving. But I would not take them in a playoff game. I think in a playoff game – The Packers are too young, too rookie, too wherever. We would get the shit beat out of us hard.
Okay, but all right, you would be right about that take because you were right about it when it was pretty much a playoff game in Lambeau, the Rodgers' last game there.
Yeah, fuck that, he's asshole.
Well, I still love the man, but nonetheless, I would love to play the Lions in a playoff game just to beat them. It's like in baseball. People are like, oh, I don't want to see the Cardinals. No, I want to see the fucking Cardinals and I want to beat their ass.
I can't match your energy, so I'm gonna go watch the end of these games.
Okay, all right. Enjoy, buddy. Sorry.
I feel like I could get another hour out of you.
I could sit here. I could sit, like, if you want to just call my phone, it's 417-99-1250. But yeah, I could sit and rant for a while.
The comments are loving you today.
Oh, well, I got that going for me, which is nice.
Yeah. Thank you, Austin. Thank you.
Later, Winklerverse. Love you guys.
Remember, the word draft is banned starting now through the end of 2023. In any scenario, we're not talking about it. If you're sad after a loss, this is not the forum for that. You can find a Kleenex and cry there. Not here.
Only use the Kleenex for your tears. It doesn't get used for other purposes.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. Bye, Bart. Love you, dude.
Love you. Live after the Bucks Monday night. Unbelievable.